63-year-old Italian director Franco Zeffirelli has had a long love affair with opera. After staging opera productions throughout Europe, he directed his first opera film, La Bohème, in 1965. Romeo and Juliet followed 3 years later. His latest work for the screen is an adaptation of Verdi's Otello. Zeffirelli has told the story of his career in a newly published autobiography. He spoke with Bridget Pulucci about his work.
Franco Zeffirelli's latest film, Verdi's Otello, combines what the director is best known for: opera, film, and scenery on a grand scale. As a director, Zeffirelli has done away with the highly stylized gestures that used to pass for acting in opera and brought a fresh sense of humanity to the stage. As a designer, he creates productions that are lavish, magnificent to look at, a reflection of his early years in Florence.
I was born in Florence, studied there, brought up there, educated there, always in contact with the fantastic landscape we have in Florence. The background of everything you do in Florence is always, on the highest level. I was used to play football in the cloister of San Marco, frescoed by Beato Angelico. We had these kind of things. We were brought up with this kind of familiarity with the beauty of art.
Zeffirelli became a set designer and was so successful by age 26 that La Scala, Milan's famous opera house, invited him to design, then direct a new production there. The 50s were revolutionary years in opera, years when opera became theater as well as music. Zeffirelli was part of that revolution with his emphasis on acting. But while other directors turned to modern, abstract set design, Zeffirelli developed productions known for their lavishness.
When the curtain goes up, you have to give the audience a big thing to look at. And you have to look at those theaters. Generally, throughout the centuries, opera houses were little short than cathedrals. I mean, a society would build a beautiful cathedral, beautiful church, and a beautiful opera house. So why did they build these incredible buildings, glittering and gold, crystals and all of that? I'm sure they wanted to see on stage, behind that proscenium so beautifully decorated, behind that magnificent curtain, they wanted to see a magnificent production, magnificent scenery.
During the past three decades, Zeffirelli has designed and directed new productions for major opera houses throughout the world, including the Metropolitan Opera. One of the earliest Zeffirelli productions at the Met was the double bill of Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana and Leoncavallo's Pagliacci, two short operas that are traditionally paired with one another. Baritone Cheryl Milnes sang the role of Tonio in Pagliacci.
I consider Zeffirelli a genius. He's what I call, in a stage director, the flair director. His juices, his creativity is good enough that he can come in without having thought about concepts. And generally, you sing a page of something at him. He listens to the words and ideas come. Flair off the top of the head. He realizes that opera is a bigger-than-life medium. It has to be bigger than straight drama, than theater. When you add music, it makes emotions grander, especially if the music that's added is an 80-piece orchestra. By sheer volume, it becomes much bigger than life.
Zeffirelli has expanded his work in opera from stage to cinema with films of Verdi's Traviata and Otello. There are two reasons why he's chosen to do this.
First of all, it's there, and people can see it over and over again, forever, and wherever they want it. They want to see in Japan, they don't need to call Placido Domingo or that cast. I mean, instead of 12,000 people, we have 12 million people that can see it. Second is something much more interesting, which is we could discover with the cinematic medium things that are not possible on stage. The revelations that really even Verdi would agree with.
One of those revelations is the relationship between the love scene and the death scene in Otello, scenes that have always been linked musically on stage, but not visually.
When he loves her and when he kills her, there is exactly the same music. With cinema, I could achieve something extraordinary, that famous music happens on the steps going out from the bedroom to the platform. And on those same steps, he kills her, and on those same steps, exactly the same position, that same music comes back. That's what cinema can do. First of all, the visuals attract me in opera. Then later, when I matured, I found out that emotion is not only visual, but it's so complex and so complete, like no other medium. You have everything there. You have the magic of everything, the best of everything.
The next opera Zeffirelli will be directing is Puccini's Turandot at the Met in March. He claims it will be the most beautiful production he has ever designed. For National Public Radio, this is Bridget Paolucci in New York.